While the election won't officially be certified until December, preliminary results for Sonoma County show Measure P has passed. The measure will give more funding to the county's law enforcement watchdog agency called the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, or IOLERO. To learn more about what the passage means, KRCB News Director Addie White spoke with former IOLERO Director and Measure P proponent Jerry Threet.
Well, certainly the IOLERO office will change significantly. We'll have to see what effect that has on the sheriff's office. You know, as is true across the country, for oversight to be effective, it requires that the law enforcement agency collaborate and cooperate with that process. So it's going to depend in large part on how the sheriff reacts to this shift. So a couple of things that change specifically, we'll have adequate funding for IOLERO, which is great. That'll allow the director to eliminate the backlog and audits. And the sheriff has wanted that for a long time, so that should make him happy. A couple of other good things that the public has wanted for a long time. The director will be able to do independent investigations of deputy-involved shootings. That's a call that the public has made for quite some time. That gives greater confidence from the public in the investigations. And then the director will have the ability to make recommendations on discipline when there's sustained findings of misconduct. So those are two additional significant things that change.
And of course, there are still some next steps here. So there's some current litigation around the measure. And the sheriff's office is looking for funding to be able to evaluate the measure to see how that's going to work with their department. And we did have a preliminary hearing on Wednesday, and we'll have a final decision on Friday. Can you tell us a little bit more about that court case?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. On the sheriff appeared on the radio right after the day after the election, saying that the voters had spoken and he's ready to collaborate with a stronger oversight. And yet he was still in court on Wednesday seeking approval from the court to force the board of supervisor to hire him outside counsel so he can challenge this ordinance. It's kind of a mixed message. So the petition that he filed was seeking to have the court force the board of supervisor to pay for his outside counsel to challenge this ordinance. We should know soon what the outcome of that is.
What are your expectations around this? Do you believe that it will hold if challenged?
Yeah, I think that the only thing that there's any question about is the funding mechanism. And I think that the way it's set up and written is distinct from the prior cases that were overturned by the courts. So that's going to have, that portion will have to work its way through. But there is some question whether the sheriff is actually positioned to make a challenge on that. It doesn't affect his office in any way. And so he doesn't really have a direct interest in the outcome of that. I don't think the courts are going to allow him to file a lawsuit on that basis.
And are there any next steps for you and the committee for Measure P now that this has passed?
Well, obviously, we're going to be watching closely how the implementation goes with the Board of Supervisors and the funding and the director, what she does with the new powers. And also, you know, given the widespread positive result, we're all looking at civilian oversight for Santa Rosa, Roanoke Park, the other cities and towns in the county.
That was Jerry Threet, former director of IOLERO. Sonoma County Sheriff Mark Essick was not available for comment this week. We invited him to join us on the air when he's available. Find more election reporting at norcalpublicmedia.org/election2020.